Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Chip Reeves back on the show. Chip is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the National Director of Computer Troubleshooters. He's a geek. He admits it. We love him for that. And he's here to talk to us about something that's very important. Chip, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's good to be here.
You don't mind me calling you a geek, do you?
Yeah, I prefer nerd, but geek is okay.
Okay, all right. No, I can do nerd. Nerd's good. but both have the pocket protector, though, right?
That's mandatory, and the tape on the glasses.
I was going to say, have you got the tape on the glasses?
Yeah, I just got a new pair of glasses. So I haven't put the tape on there
oh,
yet.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was going to ask you, even if they're not broken, do you still put tape on?
Well, yeah, it's all about the fashion.
It's,
you know
it's
that.
The uniform, right? You got to dress for success, don't you? Hey, Chip, I want you to talk to us about something that we haven't talked about in a while on the show, but I talked about it a long time ago, over 10 years ago, with some other experts about the fact that every time, this is my terminology, every time you go on the internet, you place a bet. And the bet, what you're betting on is that you're going to get the service that you want, the convenience you want, the information you want, the products you want. You're going to be happy with your experience without giving up too much information about yourself, without letting any of the bad guys out there get access to you. And that's a bet you place every time you click the mouse, isn't it?
That's an interesting way to put it, but you're absolutely right. They call it microtransactions. You know, a lot of these free services like Facebook, like Twitter, even things like Google, part of the reason that they're free is we're paying for them what they call microtransactions of personal information. So,
right.
You know, they gather whatever they can about us, and they sell it to advertisers. Sometimes they package it into demographics and sell it that way. But, we're hoping they don't use it, in inappropriate ways.
But if I just click around, how do they gather anything from me? What do they have access to? I mean, and this, for the moment, let's just assume that it's the good guys for the moment. We'll talk about the bad guys in a minute. But just the legal, non-malicious information gathering. How do they get that stuff?
Well, take for example Facebook, and this is one of the concerns about Facebook that some people have raised lately. Now, I'm a Facebook guy. I don't use it quite as often as I used to, but we've got a computer troubleshooters page on Facebook.
So are you going to the 12-step program?
not yet. I'm still in denial. But,
okay.
But one day. But one of the things Facebook has done is they've set up a service where you can connect to Facebook. You can log into Facebook from various other websites. Now, part of the reason they put that out there is, let's say that I'm on the Jim Blasingame website and mm-hmm. I see an article that I really like and I want to share that with other people. They'll want you to put a Facebook share button on there. And you see this a lot on news sites.
We have that, I think. I think we have that on our website now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, generally by having that button on the site, Facebook's able to track. If you're logged into Facebook and you go to that site, then Facebook knows, okay, he's reading Jim Blasingame's website. That probably means he's a small business-oriented kind of guy.
Right.
He makes some assumptions
at this moment, now because it's Facebook, they know who you are.
They know who you are.
Now, other companies, though, that might be doing something like that, who you haven't revealed yourself to, they wouldn't necessarily know who you are, but they're starting to get an idea about what kind of what you like and where you live and where you move around, that sort of thing.
That's true. The oldest tracking technology is what we call cookies.
Cookies.
You can go to any website. Website can plant a cookie on your machine, and the cookie can be read by other websites that you go to. And 99.9% of the cookies are harmless. They're innocuous. They're there for a purpose. They help the website remember who you are when you come back and things like that.
For example, when you go to Amazon and buy a book, and then you go back a week later, and Amazon welcomes you back before you've even logged in, maybe, or tells you mm-hmm. when you were here last, this is what you looked at. I mean, you like that, right? But you've released a little bit of your privacy, haven't you?
It's true. And I tell you what's interesting. My wife was doing some shopping last night, and she was looking. We're looking for a new dresser.
Well, that's a big surprise, right?
Well, it is. But so she was shopping on some dresser sites, and then she started going to some other websites. And every website she was going to, you know, where the little display ads are over on the side, they were showing display ads for furniture, for bedroom furniture.
Wow.
And she was like, how do they know? And,
how do they know?
You know, part of it is cookies. It's, yep. You know, they track, they know where you've been. And, you know, for an from an advertising perspective, this is exactly what you want, because you don't want to just throw your ads out there into the Internet and hope that, you know, your ad for a bedroom dresser happens to be seen by somebody who's looking for a dresser.
Right.
You'd really like to make sure that it's somebody who's really looking to buy a dresser. And so that's what they've kind of developed that technology around.
And now, so what we're talking about now, folks, is the somewhat passive, little bit aggressive way of tracking you and keeping up with you. And basically at this moment, Chip, all we're doing, all the folks are doing is kind of serving you, aren't they? There's some convenience in all this, isn't there?
Well, there is. That's right. This is the white hat side of things.
Yeah.
You know, if I really am looking at, you know, bedroom furniture, then seeing ads for more bedroom furniture is not a bad thing.
Now, I can block those cookies, right? I mean, there are settings that I can do in my computer and on the browser where I can prevent cookies from being planted, right?
You can, and there's some special software you can buy as well. If you go to Google and search for block ads privacy
block,
and
block
like
ads,
that, I mean that's just the term. It's not the name of the product, but you'll find a variety of products that claim to block those ads. Some of the products are good, some are maybe not so good, but then
all of a sudden you'll start noticing that you're not being as efficient online as you were before. All right, so that's back to the bet where you decide how much of a risk you want to take. How comfortable are you with people kind of tracking what you're doing?
Well, and it's also that trade-off, because obviously what funds a lot of these sites is the ads themselves. And so if you're blocking the ads in their entirety, or you're blocking the effectiveness of the ads, if it gets to the point where the advertisers don't want to advertise anymore, then the website has to figure out some other way to generate content and revenue.
Are these white hat folks also collecting my email address while they're there?
Not necessarily.
They can, though, can't they?
They can. It's the hard part is trying to tie all this information together. Now, they get information about, okay, this computer went and looked at bedroom furniture, and then it went and looked at this. But trying to tie what that computer did with who the person is sitting at that computer, that's a little bit more of a challenge.
But don't they try to get those emails to build email lists?
Oh, absolutely.
To see this person,
for a free newsletter.
This person's this email address, this computer with this email address has... is looking at new cars. Hold on to that thought. Chip Reese is with us. ComputerTroubleshooters.com, right, Chip?
ComputerTroubleshooters.com and MonitorCloseLy.com.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about the dark side after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.